but it doesn't sting, and it builds mud nests up in the corner of your house. And what do you have a name for those things?
Yeah, but I can't think of. Dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber?
Yeah.
Do you have, now, and this comes to one of those problems here. You've seen a little box-like thing that has a shelter over it, and it's on four wheels, and you use it to push a baby around, take him out for a walk sometime or something like that. What do you call that? It's just a little thing that you put a baby in, and you know, you take him for a walk, or take him
push cart, I reckon.
Well, now, maybe
baby carriage.
Baby carriage is what I'm just
baby
not explaining it very well.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, when you take a baby out in one of these kind of, in a baby carriage, what do you call that? Are you walking the baby? Are you doing something else? I'm looking for the word that describes the action that you're doing when you take the baby out like this. Do you walk the baby, or do you do something else?
Just take the baby for a stroll, I reckon.
So,
but I wouldn't think it'd be a walking the baby, not in the cart.
Well, I was just using that as an example, because what I'm hunting for is the verb of the word.
Know.
It's just all right. I'll come back to this one then, because I'm not sure that I asked that one right. What do you call nuts that ripen underground, and you have to yank them up? Boy, they have to turn them up on the plant.
Peanuts.
That's what you call them. I was going to get ready to say you can have them roasted or boiled. When a child resembles or looks like, when a child looks like his parents an awful lot, you say he
resembles his parents.
Resembles his parents. I shouldn't have said that before. Is that the word?
What we would say, yeah.
What you say? When a child acts like his parents an awful lot, what do you say? He
still acts like his parents.
Is that right? You don't use the same word for that, or do you
say?
Well,
about exactly the same, I think, about the way we all do.
All right. What do you call the woman who helps at childbirth? Now, she's not a registered nurse or anything like that. What do you call
a maid lady, I believe.
A maid lady?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now then, here's some chances for you to, I don't know, you may not want to answer this, but these are funny names that city people and that even country people who live in the country or country people apply to themselves, you know, the funny names, and some of them aren't so funny, some of them people don't like very much, but what do you call a country person for a funny name or for maybe a not too nice name, you know?
A country sager.
A country what?
Sager.
Alright. Do you have any other name for them?
Well, they call them different names.
Now these are names that you know. They're sort of
hurriedly.
So you know, it's not like calling them bad names,
no.
But it's like applying like you would call a horse a clodhopper,
yeah,
or something like
country
that.
Sager, or country cracker, or something like that.
Oh, country cracker.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the next questions. What is a cracker? When you apply it to a person, what does that mean he is? What kind of a person is he if you say he's called him a cracker?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just a person.
he's just a country person.
Just a country cracker.
what are some funny terms that country people apply to city folks like me? You know,
city dudes.
City dudes. All right. What are some more?
I don't remember much more. City dudes and say people from the city that say.
Mm-hmm. I see. That city dude.
I think that covered.
What, you know, sometimes.